clever criminals. Here's another part in our series on intelligent criminals. Learn from the best.
Magic pencils. In April 2002, Malaysian police arrested a woman for selling magic pencils for $225 each. The woman claimed that the pencils could produce correct answers in university entrance exams. The woman also said that the pencils could produce electronic signals to confuse the computers marking the exams. She said that these signals would force the computer to correct any wrong answers. Dozens of students complained when the magic didn't work for them. Police later confiscated about $22,800 from sales of the pencils.
Royal reception. Officials in Peru were left looking stupid after the visit of a Nigerian prince. 36-year-old Winnie Habashu, an unemployed man from Lagos, sent an official-looking letter to the authorities in Peru telling them that he would be paying a visit to their country in early 1998. Habashu also informed them that he was a Nigerian prince who wanted to secure business contracts for his country. When he arrived, Habashu was received with full diplomatic honours. He gave numerous press conferences and newspaper interviews. The Minister for Foreign Affairs wined and dined the prince for 2 days. It was only when the royal visitor had left that the authorities realised that Nigeria is in fact a republic.
The height machine. Jing Taibao claimed to have patented the world's first electronic height-raising device, a machine for making you grow taller. Taibao manufactured the tiny gadget, which was sold to adolescents who believed it would make them grow 5 to 7 centimetres taller. This made Taibao a very rich man, until a complaint started. A TV actor who used the device ended up with swollen eyes and an ashen face. And when his face recovered 10 months later, he found he had actually become 1 centimetre shorter. Taibao was arrested shortly afterwards.